The following audio is from Faith Bible Church in Spokane, Washington. Visit fbchurch.org/sermons for more.
Well, hi. Ooh, this is really tall. Hi. My name's Crystal. I realized when I sent my bio information, I didn't tell you why I was asked to speak on this topic. I'm a personal trainer and a group fitness instructor, and I've been doing that for about 12 years, and the last 10 years of which have been at the North YMCA. So I didn't just make it all up. Let's pray first. Father, thank you for this opportunity for these ladies to gather together again after the holiday break. Thank you for this chance to talk about wellness and about simplicity in our wellness. Father, I thank you for the chance to speak this morning, and I ask that you would cover my words with grace, that nobody would walk away this morning feeling discouraged, but instead they would all be encouraged. That I would speak clearly, that I would speak truthfully and honestly, that nothing would be unclear, and most of all, that you would be glorified and honored in everything that I say and everything that we say to each other and do this morning. In your name, Lord, amen. Well, my kids are all teenagers. They're 13, 14, and 15. So my husband actually sent me a little picture to keep on my phone as I was working on putting this together of when my kids 10 years ago were 3, 4, and 5 to kind of remind me of what it was like. Because with kids so close together, every stage, we do it, and then we move to the next one, and we kind of forget about the previous stage because our kids are so close. They're not spread apart. So I'm now in 3 teens, and it's kind of hard to remember back to where you guys were. But before I get into the bulk of the talk, I really want to encourage you guys. You're in the trenches, and days you're going to get discouraged and tired. But the work that you're putting in now pays off when you're where I am. And it's so much fun to have teenagers. It is so much fun to have teenagers. I had a day when my oldest was 3 and he was just being a poop. And I thought, there's something wrong with this child. He's broken. I called 2 of my friends who are school teachers, and I said, I think I have a sociopath on my hands. I really think my son is going to end up in prison. They said, Crystal, it's okay. Just chill out. It will even out and be okay. And you know what? He's 15 today, and he is a delight. So keep putting in the work. The discipline is hard and exhausting. But if you do it now, you get to have 3 teenagers that are so fun to hang out with. We're sad when they go back to school after break. They're fun to travel with. They're fun to talk to. They're fun to answer questions. And the questions don't stop. Sorry to tell you, the whys that you get all the time right now with your toddlers, you still get why with 13, 14, and 15-year-olds. It's just different whys. But you still answer questions. So your brain doesn't get to shut down. Okay, now I got to talk about what I'm supposed to talk about. So I'm not a medical professional. Wellness is going to encompass a lot more than what I'm talking about today. Medical professionalism is not in my wheelhouse. It's out of my scope of practice. So what I'm going to talk about today specifically for wellness is movement, exercise, fitness, whatever you want to call it, but movement. And we'll primarily focus on that in the second half when we do our demo together. And I'm also going to talk about nutrition. Nutrients, what you eat, your diet, nothing prescribed. But those are the 2 areas that are in my wheelhouse, not your regular visits with your doctors, which you should be doing and making sure you're keeping up on that. We want to set the foundation first before we talk about our wellness and our health and our bodies. Psalms 139, 13 and 14, I love. David talks about how God knit him together in his mother's womb and how he was fearfully and wonderfully made. So whenever we have babies, whether we deliver them ourselves or we adopt them, we are awed at those tiny little bodies, right? We're awed at how much they learn. We're awed at how they change every day. And we are amazed at the creation of our children. But when are we awed and amazed at the creation of our bodies too? We should be. We should be awed and amazed that God created us. He gifted us these bodies. We're landlords. We're trustees of the bodies that he gave us. And we get to use these bodies to serve our families, to serve God by serving our families. So our bodies are a gift, and we tend not to look at them that way. Our body is a gift not to punish, not to starve, not to hate. Our body is a gift to love, nurture, and cherish, just as we love, nurture, and cherish our children, because we can't serve God, we can't serve our families well if we are not well, okay? So we want to make sure that we set that foundation, that our bodies are a gift, and we need to take care of them as such, a gift. Three things we're going to talk about over and over and over and over and over again today, or that I'm going to talk about, so that when you walk out, you'll remember them. For moms of littles, your key three things to do for your wellness. You ready? Earth-shattering. Sleep, water, and walking. And so I could be done right here. I'm serious. Sleep, water, and walking for you guys. For any of my personal training clients, that's our basic level. And everybody comes in and they want a workout plan and they want a diet plan and they want to be at the gym 6 days a week and they want to get up at 4 a.m. But they don't want to do sleep. They don't want to do water. And they don't really want to walk. Those are your basics. So if you leave this morning and you remember nothing else of the next 55 minutes, I'd like you to remember sleep, water, and walking. So sleep. You guys are in the phase where you are sleep deprived. As a personal trainer, I would tell you, if you have some time while kids are taking a nap, don't work out. Take a nap. Get some rest. Get some sleep. We should be getting, as adults, 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. I bet if I asked hands to raise, almost none of you would be getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. But your bodies are recovering from growing a baby, delivering a baby, nursing a baby. If you adopted, being up all night with a new baby, your bodies need recovery. This is not the phase of your life to get in the best shape and look hot. This is the phase of life where you need to baby your body as you're babying your babies. You need rest. You need sleep. So that's your number one simple wellness tip, is work on your sleep. Work on your sleep. Whether that's working on sleep training with your kids, if you do that, whether it's taking naps when you can sneak them, this is not the time for a perfect house, perfect body. This is the time where you need to baby yourself. Okay? So that's number one, sleep. Water. Minimum, if you're sitting on the couch, because I know you guys spend all day sitting on the couch, right? That's all you do. If you were to do that, which you don't now and you never will again, I don't think, but I don't, you need a minimum of 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day. If you're growing a baby, you need more. If you're nursing a baby, you need more. If you're chasing a toddler, you need more. So y'all probably need more. Okay, so water. However you can track it, however you can make sure that you're drinking enough water, I can't tell you how many of my clients over the years, this is one of their hardest things, drinking water and getting to bed on time. So hard. They want all the harder stuff, but they don't want to get some rest and drink some water. So those are two of your basics. And then walking. If you have time for exercise, walking is going to be your first thing. Walking. I know it's simple. And I'll give you stuff that you can do that's harder when we get into our demo. We'll do some strength movements, but walking is first. So if you have just a short amount of time, go for a walk. If you have just a short amount of time, take a nap and make sure you're getting your water. So really, 10 minutes is about all it would take for me to cover your three most basic things. But we have more than 10 minutes, and I have more stuff I get to share. So if you feel comfortable moving from those three things a little further down the spectrum, we're going to talk about some other options, some other things that you can add to it. So we've talked about your simplest wellness, sleep, water, and walking. Now let's talk about nutrition on its most basic level. So nutrition, our bodies, to function well, need the nutrients of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. If any of you have been macro counters, you already know that. These are your macronutrients. So your proteins are your meat sources, your eggs, your dairy. If you're vegetarian or vegan, they're legumes, probably a mixture of grains, nuts, and seeds. I'm going to focus mostly on non-vegetarian because there are probably vegetarians and vegans in here, but the bulk of you are probably not. So know that I'm not skipping you, vegetarians and vegans, but we're going to focus on what the bulk of you do for your protein. So that's going to be your meats and your dairies. Carbohydrates. So that's a huge category, and I always break it into two parts. Starchier carbohydrates. That's going to be your grains, legumes, starchier produce like potatoes, sweet potatoes. Those are your starchier carbohydrates. And the rest of your carbohydrates are all of your produce, fruits and vegetables that we're all trying to eat more of, right? Fruits and vegetables. Those are carbohydrates as well. So people that say, I don't eat any carbs, do you eat no vegetables and fruit? Because they're carbs. They're good for you. They're good for you. And then finally, fats. So our fat sources can be coming from the dairy or the meat that we're eating, or our fat sources can be avocados, nuts and seeds, oils. Those can be our fat sources. But our body functions best if we're getting all three of those nutrient categories, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. Okay? So simple nutrition, knowing that you're eating what works for you in the amounts of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. Okay, simple meal ideas, ways to break that down, but to keep it simple. I'm going to throw out three to start that I don't use much, and I'll tell you why when I get to the fourth. The first one is sheep. I don't use because it doesn't work with my lifestyle. Some of them are going to work great for you guys because I did these a lot when I had little kids. The first one is sheet pan meals. So you can put your protein and your starchy carb and some veggies and a drizzle of fat on a sheet pan, roast it, and you have all your simple basic nutrients on a sheet pan. I don't do that because I'm feeding five adults. And one sheet pan may be enough for one dinner. I don't have time to cook dinner every night, so when I cook dinner, it's got to last 2, 3, 4 nights. We eat together every night, and we make time for that, but I may not have time to actually cook it. So when I cook, I need enough. I'd have to cook 4 or 5 sheet pans to give me 3 nights of dinners. So I'm not saying this is a bad idea. It just doesn't work for five adults eating in a house. You guys with smaller families or really small appetites, this is a great option. One pan gets dirty, one pan to wash, and you've got all of your simple nutrients on one pan. So sheet pan. Also, casseroles. Casseroles are a great way to do things. If you get low prep ones, everything goes in. You've got your protein. You say lasagna, you have your protein, your meat, and your cheese. You have your carbohydrates, your starchy carbs would be your noodles, and then your veggie carbs would be your chopped up veggies and your tomato sauce, and you have your fats from some cheese. It's all in one pan. Again, one 9x13 casserole is enough for one dinner at my house, and I don't really want to make 4 at a time, so I don't do much of these anymore. But when I had littles, they worked great. Also, slow cooker. So make sure if you're checking for slow cooker meals, look for dump meals. A lot of slow cooker meals have huge prep. You're chopping up your meat, you're browning the meat, you're sautéing your veggies. You've got 5 or 6 pans that are dirty before you put everything into your crock pot to cook. Such an easy meal. Look for a dump meal. Crock pot or slow cooker dump meals where everything goes in, no prep work, everything comes out when it's done. Those are a lot easier. So if you're looking for those slow cooker, and I suppose you could do that with an Instant Pot. I don't have an Instant Pot. So I'm getting, nod for me if you can do dump meals in the Instant Pot. Yeah, same thing. Okay. So finally, I'm going to get to what we do a lot at our house. And those of you who have broad age range with your kids, you have a lot of kids, or you have some older kids in your households and you need to cook larger quantities of food, we do a template. And you have this in your notes. of how to change it up a little bit. So I will, a couple times, this is the third page towards the back, simple nutrition meal ideas. A couple times a week, I will make a big crock pot, or my husband will grill, or a big sheet pan of protein, of meat. And then I will make a big pan on the stove of a starchy carb, rice, or I'll roast potatoes, or farro, or whatever kind of green we're eating. And I will make several sheet pans of roasted vegetables, or cut up a lot of fresh veggies, or saute a bunch all at once. And we will have separate containers with those ingredients. So a big container in the fridge of meat, a big or eggs, a big container in the fridge of starchy carb, and a big container of vegetables. And then I can lay it out on the counter, and our fat source is usually going to be cheese or chopped avocado or some type of a sauce that my kids like, ranch dressing. They like ranch and barbecue mixed together. It's really good on ground beef. And that way everybody can take what works for them. Anybody in here have picky eaters? Maybe you have an eater that loves meat and hates starchy carbs. Or on the flip side, they love their carbs, but they don't eat much meat. We don't want to force. So if you lay it out, now they know, they can identify, they're learning. What's a protein? What's a starchy carbohydrate? What's a vegetable? What's a fat? And they're putting it together. You also may, some of you have kids or husbands or yourselves who don't like your foods to touch. This works really well because everything's separate. I like it mixed together. I use a bowl. So I put my grain on the bottom and my meat and my veggies and my sauce and I mix it all together. I like it that way. My oldest son, I should use a divided picnic plate for him because he doesn't like anything to touch. So this works really well for us. And then I can see in the fridge as the container of protein or veggies or carbs are getting low. Today, sometime I need to pop a couple more trays of chicken legs in the oven. Okay, so that I put in your notes ways to give different flavor spins on doing this. It's what I have found works well for me. You may not need to cook this large of quantities yet. Keep it in your back pocket, because as those littles get big, they eat a lot of food. All right, so we've talked about simplest wellness for moms. Do you remember the three? Water, walking, and sleep. Yeah. We've talked about simple nutrition. If you break down your nutrition, your nutrients are proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. We've talked about some simple meal ideas. Let's see. We have 12 minutes. Let's talk about some simple planning and shopping. So I want you to tune me out if doing a little extra work ahead of time is beyond your wheelhouse today. You may just be, I've got to get through the day, and that's okay. But if you come to a point where you're able to invest a little bit more time up front, you reap the benefits of simplicity down the road. So a couple of ways that have worked for me to do are to make sure that I meal plan. And I'm pretty meticulous about the meal plan. I'll take 30 or 40 minutes early in the week and write down what we're having for breakfasts all week, mid-morning snack, lunch, afternoon snack, dinner, before bed snack. We like food in our house, so we eat a lot. Three meals, three snacks. So we get six squares a day. So I write it out, and my family knows, do not forage in the fridge without asking if it's earmarked for something, because we have just what we need, and that's it. So before I meal plan, I look through my pantry, I look through my freezer, I look through my fridge. Do I have anything languishing that's going to go bad? I try to work that into my meal plan, and I have it planned out so I know what we're eating. And as your kids can read, they can look at it if it's posted. Oh, I just got home from school, and I'm supposed to have pumpkin muffins and a glass of milk. Okay, so that is what has worked for us really well, to take a little bit of time ahead and meal plan. And I will often ask, my kids know they each get a chance to put in their 2 cents worth. They make their own lunches because we've done those dinners, protein, carb, veggies, and fat. They make their own lunch with a protein, a carb, a veggie, and a fruit, and a fat, which is their treat. they make their own lunch now. And they started that in grade school because they know what those simple nutrients are. Simple for mom. I don't have to pack their lunches. So it's teaching them how to feed themselves well. Okay? So a little bit of time up front really helps to pay off. You may not be at that place, and that's okay. I don't want you to walk out of here thinking, I have to plan for the whole week. For you, it might just be you get up in the morning, look in the fridge and freezer, what can we eat today? What can we eat today? What can we have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? What could be our snack? Just plan it for a day, if that's all you have the time to do. Okay? And another thing that you can do to keep things simple is to make a template for your grocery shopping. I know it's really retentive. I'm really retentive. But let me tell you why this has worked for us. My kids are now old enough to read, and we go to the grocery store. My template's really retentive. It's by aisle in Winco, because I'm seeing an error. So when my kids were little, it helped me get in and get out. Because three kids under three at the grocery store, nothing could make me cry more than that. I have time. I'll tell you a little story. When my kids were, I think the older two were walking, and the youngest was still in the cart. And the older two were just, they were everywhere. I had Worst Mom of the Year award. I was just, by the time I got to the check stand, I was sobbing. I was sweaty. My hair was, you know when you get really upset and you're sweaty and you just, everything was melted. I felt like I stunk bad because it was nervous sweat. And I got through the check stand. I had my groceries because I thought, I've got an hour into this. I am not coming back. And I called my husband and I said, we are coming to the fire station and you are going to have a chat with our two kids. You know what? Every time I went to the grocery store and they got squirrely and I said, do we need to go see Daddy at the fire station? Man, they were in line. So my template by the aisle that took me a few weeks to put together helped because I was in and out. I could hit just the aisles that I knew I needed stuff from. So I wrote down all the aisle numbers, and I pre-typed it, saved on my computer, and I've changed it over the months, over the years, over the decades. But I pre-typed the things I most commonly purchased from each aisle with a line next to them. So if I run out, I just put an X next to it. And then I take it on my clipboard. I high-fived another clipboard mom at the store just a couple weeks ago. She's like, clipboard! So putting a little bit of extra time in, it's exciting to see another nerd. Putting a little extra time in makes it easier now for you. But then when your kids are my kids' age and we have 20 minutes before a concert to grab some groceries, I can say, Will, I need you to go out to aisle 5A and you're getting these things. I'll snap a picture of it. He takes that. Mia, you're getting dairy. Sawyer, you're getting whatever. And so I can send the kids to the various locations of the store. They know exactly the aisle. It helps. So that's another thing that if you have the time to put a little bit of extra effort into it ahead of time, boy, it really helps. So let's talk about how to make nutrition fun with your kids, because we want to be teaching them, right? So one way that we talked about being able to teach, don't laugh, it's fun. They have to eat, right? 3 to 6 times a day. So we might as well make eating fun. So one thing we talked about was helping them to identify what's a protein, what's a carbohydrate, what's a fat. No value, no good or bad value. It's just a protein. It's just a carbohydrate. It's just a fat. It's not good fats. It's not bad fats. It's not good carbs or bad carbs. It's not good protein or bad protein, unless you have allergies and then it's bad, right? You're teaching your kids how to critically think about their food and do it in a fun setting. You're at McDonald's eating chicken nuggets. What are we getting in our chicken nuggets? And my kids will roll their eyes, but they will still play this game with me. Okay, so we're getting protein from the chicken, we're getting carbohydrate from the coating on the chicken, and we're getting fat from deep frying the chicken nuggets. They know what their sources are. They know. If we're eating ice cream, what are your sources? We're getting carbohydrates from the sugar. We're getting a little bit of protein if there's milk in there. And we're getting a lot of fat. Break it down. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just nutrients. Help them to see what nutrients are so that when they're teens and they're preparing to leave your house and you want them to make wise food decisions, they know what's a protein, what's a carbohydrate, fruits and vegetables, and what's a fat. So that's one way to make it fun. Just play a game with it. Have them help you shop when they're little within eye distance. Can you go pick out a bag of carrots? Can you, and maybe they want waffle cut carrots, maybe they want baby carrots, maybe they want whole carrots. We need carrots for snack, so can you go pick out some carrots? You're going to have to play with that one based upon the ages of your kids. But when they're, 4 years old, and they're just going 15 feet away from you, they can pick the kind of carrot that they like. Have them shop with you. Have them meal prep with you. Get some blunt knives. Have a stool. Let them make a mess. It will be a mess. Let them play in the water in the sink and wash the dishes. It will be a mess. It's okay. It's just water. It's just water. But let them be familiar in the kitchen. So when they are 16, 17, 18, getting ready to leave, they know how to wash dishes. They know how to turn on the oven. They know how to make a smoothie. They know how to pack their lunch. They know how to scramble some eggs. They know how to make toast. Teach them those kinds of things in the kitchen. It's hard because right now you want them to just sit and watch a show so you can get your kitchen stuff done. And sometimes that's valid. Sometimes that's valid. But if you have the patience for the day, maybe have them help you in the kitchen a little. And then the last, this was one of our most favorite fun things to do with our kids. We would do rainbow days. We would do color days. So we ate some weird combinations on some of these days. But say we had red day. We tried to eat everything all day red. And the kids would get to come with me to the store. So maybe we would have a bowl of berries and some strawberry yogurt and strawberry milk for breakfast. And then maybe for our snack, we'd have red pepper hummus with red pepper strips. And then maybe for lunch, we would have red pepper wraps. And we'd have red leaf lettuce, which isn't really red, but it says that on the thing. So I just had to tell, it says red leaf lettuce, red leaf lettuce, and some chopped up peppers and some of the leftover red pepper hummus. Roll that up. And for dinner, we'd have spaghetti with red sauce. And for dessert, we'd have strawberry ice cream. But then, where are you going to get most of your color? Fruits and vegetables, right? So they can come with you to the store and they can pick out all the red stuff and they can try some weird things. We had 1 week in the summer where we did Roy G. Biv. So every day was a color day. And some days we were really, purple is a hard one. Purple's hard. You can eat a lot of berries. It's hard to find purple sweet potatoes. Green is good, but there's only so much salad you can eat. So pesto works really good. Pesto's a good one. And food coloring kind of helps a little too. But it's fun for your kids to look and see how many colors there are in the produce section of the store and how many ways, even in your starchy carbs, the pastas, you can get red pasta at Trader Joe's. It's lentil pasta. You can get green wraps that have spinach in them. You can get noodles that are colored. So it lets your kids see color on their plate, and it gives them a little bit of a hand in being able to plan some meals. It's fun. It's fun. So a little bit of work up front, a little bit of work up front can really help yield some results, some simplicity down the road. But always remembering, if none of those things work for you, what are our three basics that we're going to work on? Sleep, water, and walking. Those are our three. Those are our big three that really, 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 if you can get those as your foundation now, then when your kids start getting older and more independent and you have more time, you can build on that. But those three are so important and so key. Okay? Are you guys ready to move a little? No. Guess what? We're going to move a little. I'm not going to be the only one up here moving. So I hope you wore comfortable clothes.
Thank you for listening to this audio from Faith Bible Church. Feel free to share. We only ask that you do not alter the content in any way and that you do not charge for it. Visit us online at fbchurch.org for more sermons, articles, and other resources, as well as information about our ministries.